You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
Hi, this is Tracy, your host today for Work at Home Mom Talk. This is a special podcast series interviewing real Canadian moms who figured out how to earn an income while staying at home. Each mom has their own unique story to tell, and today we're interviewing Natalie Vautour. Natalie works from her home as a proposal manager for Bell Alliant, a large information and communication company. She lives in Rosay, New Brunswick, and is a wife and mother of three little girls. Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
Tell me your story. How did you come to be a work-at-home mom? And feel free to start right at the beginning.
Okay. Well, I started with Bell Alliant 12 years ago, and I am originally from Dieppe, and I moved to St. John to start work here. And basically, I came here, I was single, and when I moved to St. John, I met my husband through work.
Oh.
And 2 years later, got married, and now have three wonderful daughters. And I guess I continued working throughout, you know, these 12 years and had three pregnancies and maternity leaves and whatnot. And basically, about probably 3 years ago, I requested to reduce my hours. And basically, it was accepted. And this started in September, beginning of the school year. And within 3 months, I believe that I was back on the payroll full time because we kind of realized that my role required more than part-time hours. So it wasn't really a successful story at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then about a year and a half ago, around same time of year, end of the summer, I was approached by my supervisor who asked me if I was interested in reducing my hours again. And I thought, oh, great. I never thought about it. But I said, you know, I'll certainly bring it home and talk to my husband about it and see, you know, if it's possible. So came back the next Monday and I said, yeah, we're on board when that first started. And then I've been working part-time ever since. So this time around, it did work. I guess at first I was coming in the office, and then later on, I guess, I don't know how it came about that I started working from home, but that's my situation now, is I work from home. I am a teleworker, and I work a 25-hour work week, Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 1:30, and this is absolutely the ideal situation with three young children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably the biggest benefit for me to be working these hours and not having to go into work is my morning routine, you know, eliminating the chaotic morning routine and being able to focus. Basically, once I wake up, my focus is getting my children ready for school. It's not getting myself ready and then getting them ready.
Yes.
So that is perfect. And I guess it's been working great. I can't complain about anything, really. It's all been good. And my children, sometimes I talk to people and they say, your children must be so happy that, you know, you're home for them. And I say, you know what? I don't think they know any different because I've always been home with them. And sometimes I tell them, I say, you are so lucky. And they laugh because they don't realize, I don't think that, you know, they could be coming home or not coming home, but going to a daycare or going to a babysitter as opposed to being dropped off in front of a house here and me being home in the afternoons.
How old are your children?
My oldest one is 9, Emily, and then I have Julie, who's 7, and Valerie, who is 4. With three daughters, and I've got my middle daughter has selective mutism, which is a condition where she does not speak basically in the school environment only. She is completely normal here with the family, but once she sets foot on the school ground, she freezes up, and it's caused by anxiety.
Is that right?
So I think that had a lot to do with my stress of, you know, being a mother, and, of course, having three children, just that is a stress.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, with Julie's condition and stuff, I felt like it was very difficult. I think the morning routine was probably more difficult with her because she didn't want to go to school, and by the time that we got to school, I felt like I was exhausted. I felt like I had put in my whole day by 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
This is definitely the ideal situation, in my case anyway, you know, being at home and working these hours.
When you look back at how the process came together for working from home. When you look back now, how did you approach your employer? Because I'm thinking about our listeners who may be working right now for a large corporation and may be wishing to approach the corporation themselves and or their bosses and try to get something worked out there. Do you have any pointers or advice for them?
Sure. Like I know that Bell Alliance has always been a very good supporter of work-life balance. I mean, they promote it and they follow through with it. They are very good. And I think that I knew of people that were working part-time hours within the company. So that's where the idea first came that I thought, well, if some other people are doing it, I probably could do it too. So I can just ask the question and I'll get a yes or a no.
Yeah.
So I asked and, it was certainly a yes. And I guess that's how it all started.
Very interesting. Well, you're very fortunate. And I know that Bell Alliance is a well-known and a really good company to work for.
And very good supporter of work-life balance. I do have to add that because even when I wasn't part-time, I mean, they don't look at you, like you shouldn't be leaving the office if you've got like multiple doctor's appointments with your children. They're very supportive of the whole situation of, being a mom and working full-time. And
that's excellent.
Yeah.
Now, when you work from home, what's your setup? So you work from, did you say 8:30 to 1:30?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So the kids are at school Monday to Friday.
Yep.
What's your setup? Do you have an office? Do you work at the kitchen table? What kind of equipment
do you
use?
I do have a setup. Actually, I work right from my family room. I do have a very large family room. So my desk is set up in my family room. It's a corner desk. And I'm all set up with all the equipment I need. And I work from there.
Mm-hmm. So it's mainly computer, fax machine.
Yeah, computer, printer, telephone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess my team is virtual in the sense that, we work with people from Newfoundland, Halifax, Moncton. You know, a lot of our business is done on conference calls and net meeting, which is just a way of sharing our desktop, I guess, with anybody within our company.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What exactly do you do? What is your job?
I'm a proposal manager for the SMB market.
SMB,
small to medium business.
Okay.
Market, yeah. So they're probably like our lower, you've got small market, medium market, and enterprise being your larger account.
Mm-hmm.
So small being your smaller account. Basically, as a proposal manager, we write business proposals for the account managers in our company. So they would go and meet with our customers, maintain relationships, and come to us when they need a proposal document to send to a customer. So we basically would write these documents on any of our products and services that Alliance sells.
Yeah.
Very interesting job, and I mean, I truly love what I do. I've been doing this role for, I believe, 10 years out of my 12 at Alliance, and I have no desire to go anywhere. And that's truly my passion.
What do you find about the way others perceive you? Do you find that because you're a work-from-home mom, people take you seriously, or do you find that people get it right off the bat?
I believe I'm taken as seriously as anybody else because a lot of people wouldn't even realize, I guess, that I am working from my own home if it wasn't that I shared that with them.
Right.
As far as, advancements in the company and, corporate-wise, I think that there are maybe a little bit of disadvantages in the sense that, right now being in a part-time role, let's say that I did want to switch to another role, chances are maybe that role would be a full-time role. So it's kind of like, you kind of put yourself in a situation where you have to stay kind of in that role and maybe not much room for change, but not saying that if I wanted to change and go back full-time, there's lots of opportunities, but I somehow feel that maybe being in this part-time role that I'm basically assigned to this job and that's the job that I'm going to stay in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I mean, not saying that, that I'm not going to move with the company, but it would just be, making that change from maybe going from part-time to full-time.
Right.
And it could be totally different, too. I could find another job that maybe I can work part-time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just feel maybe that, I guess that's the only showstopper for me would be that maybe for as far as advancement, like I'd probably never become a manager with direct reports working from home and part-time, right?
No.
It wouldn't make any sense. So that would probably be the only disadvantage. But right now I'm quite content with where I am. So
that's
not even an issue.
That's wonderful. So you just answered my next question, which was, are you happy as a work-at-home mom? And it sounds like you are very happy.
Yes.
Our listeners probably wonder about staying motivated and staying on task. Do you ever have a problem keeping yourself motivated? Or what do you do? And if you do, what do you do to combat that?
Very good question, because I'm very social. And at first, even the whole stay-at-home thing, working from home, kind of scared me because I thought, you know, I do like coming into the office and the social aspect of it. And then I asked myself that question a lot, like maybe I'm not the type of person that can work from home. Mm-hmm. And I soon realized that I'm quite the opposite. I totally love being home, and I still have social interactions. I mean, obviously, they're over the telephone.
Yeah.
That aspect has been great. And to keep myself motivated, I don't really have time to think about not being motivated because the workload, I guess, is still there. And because we work with deadlines and tight deadlines most times, I don't have time to sit there and think, well, do I feel like working today?
Exactly.
You know, it has to be done. And that's probably why that the company allows me to work from home, because they know that I don't have a choice but to work because the requirement is there and the workload is in front of me and it has to get done. So the motivation is always there. Like, I know when I wake up that I do have to do my job or else I'll have to stay up, you know, all night and do it.
Yeah.
And that's another part, too, about working part-time and the whole Alliant work-life balance thing. I find like flex hours are good too. So if one morning I know I'm going to be out for 2 hours with a child going to a doctor's appointment, those 2 hours will more than likely be replaced at another
evening.
Time because I end up working as well more than 25 hours a week some weeks. And I just use that time to replace the time that I've taken off, et cetera. So flex hours are definitely part of this situation that I have, which is very good.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So do you find that as a mom, you have the opportunity to take care of yourself and look after your needs and get enough sleep and exercise? And
Yes, the sleep part I do take care of because I do absolutely need my sleep and I need at least 9 hours of it every night. So that part is taken care of. And probably the fact that I don't have to go in the office probably allows me a little bit more sleep time in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, as far as taking care of myself and stuff like that, I'll have to admit that right now I'm wearing a pajama top with sweatpants. So that's pretty much my my work attire.
Yeah.
It really doesn't get much different than what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm holding my green tea mug in my hand, and that's, you know, that's kind of my thing. But, I mean, it doesn't mean that I don't take care of myself, because I think that is part of taking care of yourself, is doing this kind of stuff, this special treatment. You know, I do look forward every night to once my husband gets home, he knows that I get into, I'm in my routine of going to the gym, and he'll come home and say, what time are you going out tonight? And what time's your class at? And so I do still take care of myself. And I still come in the office whenever needed. I mean, yesterday I was in the office because I had a meeting. And I mean, whenever I do go in, it's kind of exciting. It's like, oh, okay, well, today I get to dress up and, you know, fix my hair and put makeup on.
How often do you find yourself going into the office?
Not very often. Sometimes I go actually because I want to go. I can't say that I average once a week, so maybe once every 3 weeks that I go in.
Good. That's perfect. That's the best of both worlds.
Exactly.
Thank you, Natalie. And listeners, please feel free to visit our Work at Home discussion boards at CanadianParents.com and also browse through our other Work from Home Moms podcasts.